Cuomo says the stay-in-place orders and business and school closures will remain in effect for another month, while the daily death toll at 606 on Wednesday is down from previous days. 2,000 more people were admitted to the hospital with COVID-19, and over 17,000 are still in the hospital with the disease. The governor says he's received some blowback on the requirement announced Wednesday that masks will be required while out in public starting Friday evening, but he says health experts now believe that they help reduce the spread of the virus.
I'm sorry it makes people unhappy. I do not consider it a major burden. And it really is a simple measure that can save lives.
The masks will be required where social distancing is not possible, as well as on public transportation like buses or subways, and while driving or riding in an Uber or Lyft car. Cuomo says when it is time to reopen some businesses and allow for more public activities, it will have to be done in a carefully calibrated manner. He says because of the stay-at-home orders, the virus is likely being transmitted at a rate of 0.9%. That means for every person who gets sick, they give it to slightly less than one other person on average. He says if opening businesses or allowing more people to congregate brings that ratio up to even 1.2%, meaning each person sick infects on average slightly more than one other person, then the spread could increase exponentially and the healthcare system could start to get overwhelmed again. The governor says he's not left with a lot of wiggle room.
We turn the valve on the economy, we open a little bit and we watch the meter, right? What's the meter? The meter is the hospitalization rate, or even better, the virus spread rate. So you start to turn that valve, you start to bring people out of their homes, you start to reopen businesses, you see that number going up, turn the valve back right away.
Cuomo says businesses can make modifications to keep things safe by continuing to have some employees work from home and rearranging seating to keep people 6 feet away from each other. Meanwhile, a survey of business leaders in New York conducted by Siena College for the Business Council of New York State finds that the majority of CEOs want to reopen as soon as possible, but only when public health officials determine that it's safe to do so. Siena's Don Levy says the poll asked the business leaders about the May 1 reopening date that President Trump has pushed for in recent days.
And a majority, 57%, said public health, but still a sizable minority, 35%, said it's time to reopen.
Levy says CEOs in manufacturing, engineering, and construction were the most likely to say it's time to get back to work. But the majority of the business leaders approve of the social distancing rules that have been put into effect by Cuomo. Most business leaders are bracing for a very long haul in an economic recovery, says Levy. Only around one-third foresee their companies recovering in the next 6 months, while most think it will be sometime next year. 40% have laid off workers, with 10% saying they expect to have to furlough more employees this summer. 90% of the employers, though, remain optimistic about their future. They say they plan to still be in business in a year from now. Nearly all of them said, though, they're relying on assistance from federal and state governments in the form of grants and tax breaks to help them get through. Three-quarters say they are trying to take advantage of the Small Business Administration's Paycheck Protection Loan Program, although money for that is already running out. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.